You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
It is family week, and today is blessed Monday at Bethel Encounter, and it's family week. So this week we are centering on or focusing on family. As we prepare towards the end of the month and as we head towards family praise this coming weekend, it is family week, and I want you to put your heart into all that we're going to study today, to pray accordingly so that God will fulfill his purposes for our lives and our families in Jesus' mighty name. Let's remember that the Lord said that in you, Abraham, will all the families of the earth be blessed. He didn't say in you will all the individuals or cities or nations. He said that in you will all the families of the earth be blessed. Family is important to God, and that's why he said that let no man put asunder the two who are joined together. Why? Because when God sees individuals coming together, he sees a family. When he sees a nation, he sees a gathering of families. A gathering of families. And we, the church, are the body of Christ, Christ being our head. We are one family. You see that God is so particular about family. He says that he set the solitary in families. That God always wants us to belong to a God-driven family, a family which has its foundation on Christ Jesus. And many dysfunctional families have affected many individuals, and it's our prayer that as we pray concerning family, the Lord will set straight or align all our families according to his purposes, both spiritual family and natural family. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Now, today, arise and shine through good works. You know, is our monthly theme from Isaiah chapter 60. And today's focus is family blessed to arise and shine. The family blessed to arise and shine. This is talking about a God-centered family being blessed. A God-centered family is blessed to arise and shine. From Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1, we read, "Arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee." In applying this to family, we see that God has already sent his light, which is Christ Jesus, to our families. He does not just want us to be saved, but for us to be saved together with our families. And it's God's delight. As you see, Joshua will say that as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. And you also see the Roman centurion who was saved. When Peter said that salvation has come to your house. The Lord remember us and our families in the mighty name of Jesus. That none be wayward in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Wherever you are, you can say after me, none be wayward in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
As darkness covers the earth, which we see in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 downwards, God's glory distinguishes his people and their households. I love a scripture which says that mark the end of the just, his end shall be peace. The just, the righteous, his dependence is upon the Lord. It's not upon human connections or human arrangements. There's something about the righteous or the just. because of their dependence upon God, though he falls 7 times, scripture says that he shall arise. And you see in the end of the just, the peace of God. No matter the storms, because every family has storms in it. It could be financial challenges. It's sometimes plagued with sicknesses, a member plagued with sickness, or some form of problem one time or the other. But when God is in it, is in this family, we surely know that at the end of time, we will realize that peace is experienced by the members of the family. And no matter the darkness, because of the light of God, because the family is built on Christ Jesus, the light of God shining through that family, where other families are collapsing in idolatry, collapsing in wickedness, because of the love of Christ, because of the grace of God upon our families will emerge transgenerationally as blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. And we see this reflect in the life of Abraham, that his seed, according to God, will be mighty upon the earth. Nobody, no foe, nobody would be able to put the family of Abraham under. And the same applies to our families as Christ becomes the foundation and the center, the cornerstone of our families. When a family arises in obedience and unity, its good works become shining witnesses to the world. When a family arises in obedience and unity, you say, arise and shine. We arise in obedience to God's word. The whole family being focused or centered on obedience to God's word. Not in championing idolatry and championing other things which do not bring glory to God, but championing the word of God or following dutifully the word of God. It doesn't mean that the family will always have it right. But putting in constant effort to come back to focusing upon the word of God and upon the principles within the word of God, that the family would, based on this light, this revelation, this relationship with Jesus Christ, the family would go and shine and become a witness to the world. The Lord set our families on track in the name of Jesus. And today we are praying our first prayer from Isaiah 60 verse 1. We are praying that, Father, in the name of Jesus, cause my family to arise from every form of spiritual slumber and shine for you in Jesus' name. We are praying this regarding concerning our natural families at home. We are praying this concerning our spiritual families, even at ministry. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray from your heart in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, cause my family to arise from every form of spiritual slumber and to shine for you in Jesus' name. According to your word from Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1, cause our families, Lord, cause our families, Lord, our natural families, Lord, even in our homes, in the name of Jesus, our families, Lord, including our parents, our siblings, our children, Lord, wherever they are, Lord Jesus, we lift up our families before you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, cause, Lord, our families to arise from every form of spiritual slumber. Cause our spiritual families also in our churches, in our ministry, at Globe. Lord, cause, Lord, our families to arise, 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 in the mighty name of Jesus. To arise from every slumber, in the mighty name of Jesus. To shine and become witnesses unto you, in the mighty name of Jesus. rebebe kebe ya baba bu shebe de ya basande de rebebe ya baba rababa ya tabara baya sande de rebebe baya do for his seed shall be mighty on the earth.
Amen.
Mighty on the earth. Mighty on the earth. We are praying our second prayer. We see the contrast here. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. And God's darkness, the people. You know, we keep saying that, hey, now, the youth of today, that we apportion the blame to the Gen Zs. As if we are not the same people who gave birth to the Gen Zs. And we blame them as if they came with parents from another planet. According to prophecy, darkness shall cover the earth. So when we say things like the children of today, they don't respect. Oh, gone are the days that even someone's child, you can catch them and beat them when they go wrong. But the children of today, they can insult adults even in public. You ask yourself, where did this start from? It started from us. There was a break where we could not impact what we learned from our parents to our kids. But we see the manifestation of prophecy there, where darkness, waywardness, where what is wrong is now normalized and it permeates our societies. Gross darkness, the people. But this is where the contrast is. But the Lord shall arise upon thee. The Lord shall arise upon your family. The Lord shall arise upon your family. The Lord shall arise upon my family.
Amen.
And his glory shall be seen upon my family, upon your family, upon our families.
Amen.
Let his glory be seen upon our families.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
My family shall not bow to the norms of our society. My family shall not bow to the norms of the gross darkness of this world in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
They shall not bow. They shall not bow.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. You are praying that, Father in heaven, let your glory be visibly seen upon every member of my household, turning us into testimonies of our generation. In Jesus' mighty name, you see the scripture and the prayer topic on the screen. Begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus.
Let your glory.
Kabarabaya shebedebe ande de abarabaya kaba rababaya dodododododo de ebedebe asande de ebe kabaraba rababaya barabaya kabarabaya ande de ebedebe shede de ebedebe ebedebe abarabaya ande de abakaba ayande de abarabaya ande de abarare aba rababaya kabarabaya ande de abarabaya barabaya kaba ayando In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We are praying our last prayer from Isaiah chapter 60, verse 3. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Kings to the brightness of thy rising. We are praying, Father in heaven, by your light, make our family a magnet for souls and a beacon of hope in Jesus' name. Father in heaven, by your light, make our families magnets for souls and beacons of hope in Jesus' name.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Magnet for souls. Magnet for souls. Magnet for souls. There are certain families, people don't even to marry into those families. You say, oh, this family is cursed. This family is poor. Like it was said, what good could come out of Nazareth? But let there be a turnaround in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. As you pray this last prayer, it's on your screens. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. According to Isaiah chapter 16, verse 1. Hope. Let Gentiles come to our lights, Lord, and kings to the brightness of our rising. In the mighty name of Jesus, let our families arise. Let kings come to the brightness of the rising of our families. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let kings come to the brightness of the rising of our families in the mighty name of Jesus. Let our families become a beacon of hope to souls, to souls, to souls, to souls, to souls, to souls. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, you can become a member of God's family today. Jesus wanted all of us to be restored back to our Father in heaven, to be members of the family of God, and to remove that broken relationship to have us fully restored back. Where now we don't have to go and see a priest anywhere to kill or sacrifice animals anywhere, but to be fully restored in the morning, you can just wake up and say, Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Restored relationship. The family back intact. That was why Jesus paid that dear sacrifice. And today, be it alive on earth or even after death, you can be part of God's family eternally. And so we invite you today to be part of this family. Just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I come before your throne of grace. I admit that I'm a sinner, condemned to death, but because of your grace and because of the sacrifice that you made in love for me, today, please, I pray that forgive me of my sins. And Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Come into my heart. And by the power of your Holy Spirit, grant me the grace to live a life that is pleasing to you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen. You are welcome to the family of God. Please, let's lift up a song of worship as we come to a close.
Oh, yeah, mommy. Yes, oh, yeah, mommy. Oh, yeah, mommy. Yes, oh, yeah, mommy. Me. Oh,
our service, please contact us via email, info@globemusicministry.com, or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Global Music. Stand out with God.